Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to A Celtic State of Mind. I'm Paul John Dykes, and today we have a very special interview with Joe Hart. We were invited up to Celtic Park just before his tribute evening to ask the England international goalkeeper a few questions about his three seasons at Celtic Park. Joe Hart has come to Celtic as a goalkeeper who was out of favour, having been England's number one for a number of years. He had won every domestic honour at Manchester City and had gained some valuable Champions League experience. Of course, he had played in goals for England at two World Cups and at two European Championship finals also. And then he signs for Celtic. And he signed for Celtic when we needed leaders. We needed that level of experience. We needed that personality in the dressing room. And he was signed in Ange Postecoglou's first tenure. He went on, of course, to win a double in his first season, a treble in his second, and he is now into his third and final season at Celtic Park, having announced that he's going to hang his gloves up after 20 years in senior football. We were asked to go up to Celtic Park to ask him a few questions, and we were delighted to join other fan media platforms in doing so. Josh Murphy asks the questions for Axom. I hope you enjoy Joe Hart with A Celtic State of Mind.
I just want to say, first of all, on behalf of the fans, what a great gesture yesterday, watching you not over-celebrate, curtail your celebrations, console the opposition. You know, that's what Celtic's all about, just a short bit of class. I just want to say thanks for that.
No, I don't know. I actually don't think I've been in many penalty shootouts, but I'm well aware what it takes to get to that position. And yeah, it's a special moment, but at the same time, it's an important moment, I think, I think Aberdeen was superb yesterday. I think they really were. They were kind of on their last legs. Even Kel getting, you know, I suppose people would probably speculate that he was wasting time, but he wasn't. He genuinely hurt his calf. He probably put pressure on his player more to be down. So, yeah, he went through the pain, and it's not easy. Someone's got to lose.
Thank you.
Hi, Joe. Great to have you at Celtic Park. I think your experience coming in has kind of been very beneficial to a lot of the sort of team who are kind of younger. It would be quite sad seeing you go for that reason. The question was, are you interested in getting into goalkeeping coaching, whether that be here or somewhere else?
No, I've not taken any coaching badges. That was quite a conscious decision. I know that the coaching line is ingrained in a lot of people and maybe the management, but for me it just doesn't necessarily do it for me. I want to help, I want to give back, but I feel like there's different ways that I can help. I'll always be available to Celtic if they ever need to lean on me for anything that I can help with. I've made the manager aware of that, I've made the club aware of that, but in terms of physically coaching a specific team, that's not something that I'm looking to do.
Great, cheers. Approaching 150 appearances over the last 3 years for Celtic.
Yeah.
Is there a moment that stands out for you personally that will be the standout moment in your in a Celtic jersey?
Look, I hope there's a few more moments to come, I really do. Last year was pretty special, you know, stood at the end of the season with all three trophies. That was a special day and something that I really enjoyed. But genuinely, there's been so many. I'm a guy who lives in the moment. You know, even yesterday was a special moment. It was a hell of a ride. And like I say, hopefully I'll be able to have this conversation in a couple of months' time, and I'll have a few more to kind of pick through and decide from.
Thank you.
Going back to when you made your debut, Joe, what advice would you, looking back now, give yourself? And when the move to Celtic came about, was it all about first team football coming towards the end of your career?
No, it wasn't just necessarily about first team football. It was about, I said it before, when I was at the point of coming here, I didn't know if I wanted to carry on in professional football anymore. And that's not because I was feeling sorry for myself, not because of I didn't think I was capable. I just didn't think there was a place for me to do what I love to do. And what I love to do is play football for someone who I can give my all to. And, you know, football is a business. It 100% is a business. And I probably felt that for not much of my career, but I probably felt that for 3 or 4 years when I was dotting around and kind of being at clubs and kind of not. And I was probably willing to leave it. I thought, you know what, I've done everything that I need to do, and I've been accepted for as long as this. But then the opportunity to come to a club like this, which was slightly unknown, but what I did know was really appealed to me. It's a club that you play for, you don't work for, you play for, and you integrate. And I wanted that opportunity, especially with having a young son who hasn't necessarily seen me play much football. You know, when he came in to knowing, you know, 3 years old, everywhere we went people knew who I were, but he didn't know why. So I wanted to dance in front of 60,000 and try and show him what I could do.
What advice would you give yourself looking back now?
Oh, sorry, what would I give myself? Not think, don't overthink it. I'm not big on looking back. I wouldn't give myself any. I'd let myself I think that's been the greatest thing of being here, learning it and just growing into it.
Goodbye,
Tap.
Thank you.
I was wanting to ask you, Joe, it's obviously you've had a long, long career, played in a lot of great clubs with a lot of great players. With this being your kind of final season, a question I thought would be interesting to hear from you on is if you could bring one player from, you know, squads previously, maybe, you know, other clubs you've been at, into this Celtic squad, who would you bring?
You know what, I wouldn't, and that's because I'm just so protective of my group. You know, the teams that I'm in, I love them, and I protect, and especially being the age that I am, I'd feel wrong saying a player, because I feel like I'd be isolating a position in the team. Okay, yeah. I've been lucky enough to play right the way through with some absolute mega players, and you know what, some really good people.
Not Balotelli then?
I don't think it would be him. If it was to be pushed, I don't think it would be him. But no, I probably couldn't say, because like I say, I care too much about the boys around us. Like I say, we've got so much opportunity coming up in the next couple of weeks, and we're going to rely on everyone, so I want everyone feeling as confident as possible. So unfortunately, I'm not going to say. Sorry.
How are you feeling now that the season's trickling out and your retirement is approaching?
Yeah, a question obviously I've been asked a lot, and I don't really feel any different. And I feel like for potentially a couple of months or maybe a couple of years, I'm probably still going to feel the same even when I finish. I'm so programmed to be in the mode that I'm in that I don't think I can just turn it off. I think it will take, like I say, I think it will take a long time. I think I'll still feel like a player in 2-3 years time, maybe. I don't know. And but I'm not willing to kind of ease off. I want to be 100% and then deal with the madness after.
Are you confident that you can etch yourself into Celtic history one last time?
I'm going to try. I'm going to do everything I possibly can. I'm really going to leave it all on the line, but that's what I've done my whole career, and sometimes it's worked and sometimes it hasn't.
I just want to say thanks as well for the last 3 years, because, you know, they're not easy clubs to fill, and we've seen in the past maybe not a lot. Goalkeepers especially, but it's not the easiest job, because you're sort of what a lot of times sat spectating and concentration levels need to be high, but it's not easy because the film you've done really well. So firstly, thanks very much for it.
More than well.
Secondly, you know, you come into Celtic having played at a lot of big clubs, you know, Man City, you've been at Spurs, you've been sort of played in the Champions League. But is there anything sort of looking back that your previous expectations of Celtic, is there anything that in hindsight that you're looking back now that's maybe taken you by surprise about joining Celtic?
Not by surprise, but I've just been pleasantly surprised the whole way. So the boys that I spoke to, and anyone associated with Celtic when I was trying to get up here, the main line all I kept hearing was, "Well, you don't know what it is until you're there." And by probably the fourth time of someone that I really respect saying it, I thought, you know what, I'm going to stop thinking. I'm just going to go and do exactly that. I'm going to just find out for myself. I do strongly remember Champions League anthem. So at City when I was there, we had some bad relationships with UEFA, right?
Yeah.
So for a lot of my time, the Champions League anthem was booed, and you'll hear it booed. You know, for reasons I think we're right. I think we were hard done by. There was something with Yaya and with Moscow. Anyway, that's by the by. And then the Champions League anthem when it first got played, when we played Real Madrid, my whole body shook, like electricity went through me, my eyes welled up, and I was like, it really, I was like, woof. But just the pure excitement and passion of the place all the time just makes me smile, makes me happy, and makes me grateful to be here.
Was there a specific moment that you call back to during your time that you felt really started to fall in love with the club?
Do you know what? I think being part of the rebuild after COVID in terms of allocation in the stadium and realising, you know, the hunger for, I think it was maybe 30%, then it was 60%. And then when we finally had 100% in the stadium, knowing that could have been filled, I don't know how many times over, it was really, you know, really humbling. And I do love, I can't get away from Livy away. I do love Livy away. I think for everything that it is, you know, it's a plastic pitch, it's a tough game. But the fact that there's, you know, I think it's maybe four-fifths Celtic fans, and the atmosphere is electric, and it really does feel, you know, obviously this great place speaks for itself, but Livy away, just, it will live long in my memory really fondly as well.
Hi Joe, again thanks for everything you've done for the club over the past couple of years. It doesn't go unnoticed by anyone at all. Is Celtic the best place in your career where you feel mentally? Is this the place where you're always feeling like you're on top? You know, you've been at Man City and you've won the Premier League, but does Celtic top Man City in terms of a mental feel?
So I've always said it, I've got a lot of love and respect for everywhere that I've been, and they've all been different points in my life. Shrewsbury Town, being a boy coming up playing there, you know, early opportunities at Manchester City, then post takeover, and even the moments that were tough, there were still moments that I lived and enjoyed. So I'm never going to compare, because, you know, I've got, like I say, I've got too much respect. But mentally, it's still a ride, you know. It's still, you obviously see someone very confident, very assured in what they're doing, but, you know, I'm just a normal guy. Like, I understand I've got a lot on my shoulders, there's a lot of weight, sometimes second guessing myself, sometimes feeling like I can't do wrong. I'm like all of us. So mentally and emotionally, I've loved that ride, and I enjoy that feeling, and there's been a lot of highs, and I've loved them.
Network. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
Chumba.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.